When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the FLA Cats Hockey Podcast of the Hockey Podcast Network. This is your host, David Rodriguez, with my co-host, Ryan Keelan. Ryan, Florida Panthers finally took down their demons in the Tampa Bay Lightning pretty comfortably, I must say, in five games. Now their focus shifts to the Boston Bruins, who we thought we were going to face a little bit earlier. Obviously, took them a little bit to take care of Toronto. Before we dive into that, how we do, my friend? Hope everything is well with you.
Yeah, pretty good. Great results from round one for us, as you know, as everyone on the podcast expected, as we all said. So yeah, I'm ready for the Boston Bruins. It's going to be a nice revenge series for them. So we got to be ready. You know, even though they didn't look the best against Toronto, they really want to knock us off. So let's talk about it.
For sure. Like you said, everyone here on the pod, including you and I, had the Panthers comfortably taking down the Tampa Bay Lightning. So we won't go back into the memory bank on that one for sure. But I'm sure everyone knows now the Boston Bruins will be in Florida for the Monday night game one at 8 p.m. Eastern. Here in South Florida, the Panthers finished first. The Boston Bruins finished second in the Atlantic. Both within a few points of each other. Both came down to the last day to see who gets home ice. And Ryan, we talked about it. The Panthers really pushed for that first seed. The Boston Bruins maybe pushed back a little bit and maybe, you know, toned it down to play the Toronto Maple Leafs in the first round. But yeah, off the back, do you think that's going to be a little bit of an impact here as the Panthers will start the series at home compared to last year where they were on the road?
Yeah, I mean, we are a better team than last year. Obviously, I don't care what anyone says. I'd rather be the home team. Even I believe Messier was saying it last night. If there's a game seven, you don't want to be on the road. You know, it's just a big disadvantage. And they were showing all the stats, you know, of teams that at home in game sevens, and it was like 65% won. So yeah, I mean, I think we got them again. I'm ready to give my prediction, you know, a little later. I think it's going to go a lot different than it did last time. So
Yeah, interesting. There's two ways to see this, where you can kind of look at it from a glass half full perspective from Boston, saying, you know, they battled and they've, you know, persevered in a do or die scenario, and they're coming in battle tested. While the other outside point of view could be the glass half empty, right? Where they're depleted, they're tired against the Toronto team that wasn't per se the strongest. And now they're coming up against the Panthers team that at the time of the puck drop, they'll be a full week rested, Ryan, where in the playoffs, any days off are at a premium where you can kind of reset, reload. So a full week of that, I think, plays well into the Panthers' hands. Some may disagree. Not sure how you feel on that, but you let me know if you think that's a good or bad thing.
No, well, first, I think Boston has to be drained emotionally. They probably thought they were, you know, I think they, you know, took their foot off the gas late in the season, obviously, to play Toronto. You know, everyone says, oh, Toronto can never win in the playoffs, and it's 100% true. But, you know, then getting to game seven, they have to be emotionally gassed, physically gassed, and Toronto actually surprisingly played great on defense the whole series. You know, they were clogging the lanes. They weren't allowing a ton of shots, a ton of goals, and it happened to be the offense that cost them. I know Nylander didn't play two games. Matthews didn't play, I believe, three games. But I mean, credit to Toronto for playing to Boston that tough. But you want to have the rest. I don't care about the rest equals rust. I mean, you know, maybe that you'll see that in the first 5 minutes. But I feel like we'll get settled in. I know the Panthers had a hard practice. They were, I believe David DeWorks, I don't want to say who said it. They said they had a tough practice today, you know, since they've been off for so long. But yeah, I don't believe the rest equals rust thing. So I think it's good. You know, as we saw in the Stanley Cup last year, you know, we were so banged up. So I'd rather have the more rest, the better. And then, you know, we get Sam Bennett back, hopefully in the next, you know, by game three. So.
Yeah, like you said, Bennett still sounds like he's not going to be in that first game for sure, confirmed. And then we'll see what happens after that. So, yeah, before we go any further, I just want to remind everyone about the DraftKings Sportsbook app, where the official sports betting partner of the NHL. From the start of the playoff beers all the way to the hoisting of the cup, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same game parlays, live betting, boosted odds, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code THPN. New customers bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code THPN only at DraftKings. The crown is yours. And one player I really want to talk about, Ryan, was David Pastrnak. We know last year he was a crucial part for the Boston Bruins' first four game success, taking us out 3-1 in that series, and then fading a little bit in towards that end of the series. And he only had, I believe, that goal that he scored to eliminate the Toronto Maple Leafs, Ryan, was the only goal that he scored in that series. So a lot of question marks on his health. We talked about like the Panthers being, you know,
I believe he has a
99.
couple goals. I believe he has a couple goals, but they
A
were early
couple.
on, I
Oh,
believe.
okay. But we talked about the Panthers being fully healthy. I think Boston was battling some injuries throughout the series, and then I think a couple of their guys are coming back towards the end of it. So really something to pay attention to, I guess, early in the series, Ryan.
Yeah.
And I think, to me, like, if the Panthers lose game one, I don't think I'm too worried compared to against Tampa. I don't know if you agree, but that's kind of my kind of way of thinking, because it's kind of hard, you know, to switch that kind of competitive mode on. I at least from my opinion, like early in the game. I don't know if you would agree with that,
I
but
mean,
I don't know. I would be a little bit surprised. Wouldn't be surprised if the Panthers come out a little bit sluggish in game one.
yeah, like I said before, maybe the first 5 minutes, but they'll definitely settle in if they're at home. I mean, I guess I'll break down the forwards, I guess, first, if that's fine.
Yeah,
Do
that's
you want
fine.
to? So obviously, starting with Pasta, he's I some people are not going to like this as something else I'm going to say later, but Pastrnak is the biggest offensive threat in the series on either team. I mean, I don't know if you would agree with that. The guy's deadly. He could kill you. But after that, like watching this game, their forward core, just like Tampa, I didn't think it was as we mentioned, they only had like four forwards. This team really only has two or three guys that could really hurt you. So nothing really scares me offensively. Charlie Coyle and Pavel Zacha. You know, I feel like they had career years, and as you saw, they didn't do that in the playoffs, and they really struggled. They didn't really score goals like you thought they would, and didn't dominate Toronto. So if Pasta and Marchand, you know, don't dominate like the first 4 games, they played pretty well, and then Marchand and Pasta were just absent. Even Montgomery was calling Pasta out, and eventually in the end, he scored the game-winning goal in game seven, but. DeBrusk, Coyle, Geeky, Zacha don't really scare me at all, you know, kind of like to Tampa's team did. So if you shut down one of Pasta or Marchand, they really are going to be struggling to score goals. And then, you know, moving on to defense, they really don't have much. I mean, I'm not really scared of this team. I don't know if you agree. Like, I thought going into the playoffs, they would be this scary team because they won the President's Trophy, you know, last year. And then this year they were right back to where they left off, but I'm not scared of them. How about you on offense?
Yeah, offensively, I think from the regular season, they were a middle of the road kind of team. They weren't blowing anybody out of the water, especially 5-on-5. Their power play was really good in the regular season, and then I think in the Toronto series kind of faded off a little bit. But like you said, I agree with your Pasternak statement. I think he's a game breaker. He's a game changer. You know, borderline MVP every season that he's healthy for the past 3 years. So if you can neutralize him, kind of like what Toronto did, and we can be a better 5-on-5 team than Toronto was and Boston is, then it plays really heavily into Florida's favor. We know that Boston historically has dominated special teams in these matchups, power play, PKs. Even last year in our series against them, special teams, we were awful. I don't know how we managed to, you know, I still don't to this day, man, know how we managed to do that. But
that was just bounce after bounce. I mean, that won't happen. We can't go down like that. We're not coming back again. But
right, you know, the special teams on both ends have to be crucial. And our special teams, especially the PK, has improved a lot compared to last year. So I don't know if that'll be as big of a factor as it is. But yeah, like you said, offensively, they've got okay talent. You know, Charlie Coyle, Pavel Zacha, they're not going to wow you. Marchand, he's still got it. He's still got that kind of fire in him, but 35 years old now, battling through these series. And one player, I hate to admit it, Ryan, but Patrick Maroon, remember, is now on the Boston Bruins. And historically, we've never beaten Patrick Maroon. And he always plays into a bigger factor when he plays us than he normally does.
Right.
So I just think we got to stay away from his mind games and his little garbage plays. Like, you know, and that's why I really enjoyed that Tampa Bay series. Although it wasn't as chippy as the first two times we played them, we weren't giving them these silly power plays. I mean, we were sometimes.
Yeah, of course.
But not because of a fourth liner kind of getting in your face, right? So that to me has got to be like Patrick Maroon's just going to clown around. He's going to chirp, 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 like he was doing with Ryan Reeves, who was eventually scratched, I think, the last two or three games.
Ryan Reeves is a horrible hockey player.
I think you just got to stay away from that guy. Like, don't, you know, I know these guys like Montour has history with him. A couple other guys have a history with him. But, Joe, don't get him into the game that, you know, makes him a bigger factor than he is, because he's annoying and he's good at being annoying. So just keep him quiet. keep him quiet.
First of all, Pat Maroon has probably one of the best nicknames in hockey, the Big Rig. I mean, I think that's hilarious. but I don't believe Pat Maroon is going to play, you know, as many minutes as he was against, you know, against us, or as big of a role. So I'm not too worried about Pat Maroon. Every team has their, you know, their enforcer, their rat, their bully. So I'm not too worried about our fourth line, you know, this year making a stupid penalty and a big crucial moment because Pat Maroon gets in their face. So I'm not worried about Pat Maroon. I'm not even thinking about him as
I haven't seen a lot of people say that, but in the back of my mind, I'm like, they've got big fat Pat back there, and he always seems to make an impact against us in the playoffs.
Make one lucky play against
one or
us.
Two. Yeah, but that, I mean, that used to kill us before. So we'll see. And before I move on again, I want to remind everyone about caneswear.com, located at 2655 South University Drive in Davie, Florida. Continue to check them out all playoff long. They've got a bunch of sales going on for all Florida Panthers merchandise, the Heat, Marlins, Inter Miami's hot, Dolphins, Canes. Make sure to check them out. Stop by, mention the podcast, mention our names, and they'll hook you up with some deals on rats, on merch, all playoff long. Continue to check them out. They've even got painted rats now, Ryan. Brett sent me some painted rats. Yeah, like they have the jersey on it, like a Barkov rat or a Kachuk rat with their jersey. So they got some of those in stock. So make sure
I wouldn't want to throw that one though.
Yeah. I mean, they're a little bit more expensive, but they're, you know, nicely decorated. I know that a couple people at the arena always have like their little special rats that they put on there in their row or whatever. So maybe they can add that to their collection. So check them out. Open every day of the week, and they're always more than happy to help you guys out during the playoffs and in the offseason as well. So, Ryan, moving on, defense. I mean, we know that that's kind of, you know, defense, goaltending, Boston's strength, I guess we could say. And it's been our strength too. We know Bobrovsky has been, in the first round wasn't the best, you know, with a save percentage just around 900. But One was obviously skewed with that 1-6 goal defeat, but nevertheless, I don't think it was where Bobrovsky lost us that game, or it wasn't anything that, you know, was too glaring from him making some, you know, bonehead plays or anything like that. So we'll see. And obviously last year was a bit of a difference, because last year going into the first round, Ullmark was their vocal point on the goaltending end, where this year it sounds like Swayman was the one that kind of carried that momentum for Boston the entire series. But Ullmark could see the crease again sometime this series, Ryan.
No shot.
No?
No. I don't see it. The guy allowed what, 9 goals in 6 games? I mean,
Swayman.
Swayman, yes.
Yeah.
This is the thing I said people wouldn't like. Swayman's the best goaltender in the series. I think Bobrovsky is a top 3 goalie, along with Shesterkin in the Stanley Cup playoffs. But Swayman, you just can't discount what he just did against the Toronto Maple Leafs. I think he had like a 950 save percentage in an entire he played 6 games, which is unbelievable. You know, Bobrovsky has been playing lights out, making clutch saves, but Swayman is just that guy right now. And that's, you know, one of the reasons, that's probably the only reason I don't want to play the Boston Bruins is because of Swayman. You know, he's probably going to steal a game from us, but we just have to find ways to screen him and beat him. So yeah, I'm really worried about Swayman. I think he's probably one of the top 3 player in this entire series.
Yeah, like I mentioned a lot of times on the podcast, is I really credit the defensive structure and the personnel that you have that really help the goaltender and let him see the puck and not make, you know, bad screens on him, and that causes him to lose the puck, where we saw that in Tampa, right? Where we were able to get in Vasilevskiy's face and even carry some of the Tampa players in that kind of zone where Vasilevskiy couldn't see it. So the Panthers continue to do that, put pressure around their goaltender. Yeah, we got a couple fortunate calls against us and for us in the Tampa series, I'm sorry. But nevertheless, Swayman for sure is carrying that momentum. But Ullmark did have our number during the regular season, Ryan. So I'm not saying that if he falters heavily, I just don't know. I mean, they've been doing this whole back and forth thing during the regular season, and we saw that it cost, I don't know if it cost them last year, but Ullmark played the first 6 games and they
might have cost them,
put Swayman, you know, on 7. And I don't blame Swayman for their loss in game 7. It was just, you know, beautiful shot, and you know, some of the goals were point blank. So it'll be very interesting to see and something to really watch in this series, in my opinion. Obviously you think Swayman will carry the load, but I don't know. I mean, Ullmark's got a big name in that locker room.
For sure. I think if Ullmark plays, you know, later in the series, I think that's just a good news for us. That probably means we're up in the series. Like just like if Stolarz enters at any single point in this series, we're in trouble. So, but obviously Ullmark you would rather have than Stolarz coming in the playoffs. So yeah, I just think Swayman's carrying that load. It's probably same thing, 6 of 7 games minimum if it gets that far. I think he's playing 95% of the games. So
Okay. Yeah, I would tend to agree. Like we saw in the Toronto series, as soon as they lost that game 2, they were like, no, we're going with Swayman the rest of the way, because he wasn't the problem. You know, it wasn't that Toronto was getting 4 or 5 past him. And like you said, credit to Toronto. A lot of the games that they were able to win in the playoffs this year and last year were low scoring, and they even lost a lot of games where they were low scoring. So defensively and goaltending wise, they weren't too bad. It was just, you know, their big guys didn't show up. So we'll see. Obviously a lot of pressure on both ends, a little bit of a revenge, different from the first round, Ryan, where we were trying to get that revenge, where now Boston has lost to us 2 times, obviously last year, and then back in 96, the 2 most historic runs in our franchise's history were beating Boston along the way. So
I don't know if they care about that. 96.
No, I know, but still, that's the 2 times you've matched up against them. You've never gotten their number in the playoffs. It's something. I mean, I don't think it's headline news, but it's something that, you know, us as Panthers fans pride on. You know, we've never lost to the Boston Bruins, an historic playoff team and Stanley Cup winning team. That, you know, if we can get them again, it'll definitely carry a good momentum into the Eastern Conference Final for the Panthers. So. Yeah, I mean, not sure what else.
Talk about defense real quick too, and not Charlie McAvoy, I want to talk about his partner, Mason Laurie, who's a rookie. You know, like, he's on the top pairing with McAvoy. That's going to be huge. We need to exploit him. He's playing about 20 minutes a game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is his first time in the playoffs in the second round. Like, we need to attack him. He's a big boy, but that's someone I want to attack. Their defense just, I don't know. Their defense is solid, but it's nothing that we can't, you know, put a 3 goals a game in. Obviously, we're going to have to keep playing how we play with our structure, and mm-hmm. Bob needs to keep playing how he is, but I'm not too worried about their defense, especially with a rookie on the top pairing. That's food for the Florida Panthers.
Yeah, I think they've got a couple injuries on that back end. They've got Andrew Peake, he's out, and then
Grizzlick is out.
Yeah, Grizzlick. Yeah, Scratch and Derek Forber, and then Danton Heinen was also injured late in that Toronto series. So they've got a couple banged up guys. Well, we're obviously waiting to see. Hopefully Bennett return maybe game 2 or 3 of that series, if possible. So yeah, a lot of predictions. A lot of people from the Instagram, Ryan, sent over their predictions, like we asked them in round 1, who was their MVP and their predictions for the series. So again, we had last time was 86. This time we're at 76. It's a Sunday, Ryan. So a little bit, you know, a lot of people out in the sun, so not as much people online, right?
Yeah.
So I'll read off a few here from you guys. We had here from Brady, Panthers in 5. Boston will somehow get 1. But Kachuk Kaching will finish this second round with 10 assists and 5 goals for the playoffs. So a bit of a nice stretch from Kachuk. We know the first round.
10 goals in the series?
I don't know. He said 10 assists and 5 goals.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
5 games. I mean, that's probably historic right there. Next we have Denise. She said Cats in 5, Swaggy series MVP. Hey, I said Verhaeghe was going to be the MVP of round 1, Ryan. And yeah. I think I was hit the nail on the head right there. If it wasn't him or Kachuk, I think Verhaeghe takes first round. We've got Leo says Panthers in 5, Bruce Cats in 6, Bob MVP. Bob MVP with Cats in 6 sounds like it's a low scoring series, in my opinion.
Yep.
We've got Claudie, Panthers in 4, total group effort, get the sweep. Tarasenko becomes an unsung hero.
Okay.
Interesting from that one. Sweep, sweep. We've got Colleen, going 6 games, Cats W, second line dominates, Swaggy MVP. A few more here. We've got Brendan, Cats in 5, Kachuk MVP. Taylor, Panthers in 6, Swaggy plays hero again. We've got Fnatic, Finns, 5 for the Panthers. Barkov is the MVP. And then last one here, we'll read from, let's see, Zach Lewis, Cats in 7, Swaggy game-winning goal game 7. Oh, sounds crazy.
That's just a coin flip.
Yeah, that's a coin flip for sure. So, yeah, obviously an interesting matchup. I think consensus-wise, again, the Panthers should be able to control this series early on. I know I said a little bit earlier, I wouldn't be surprised if the Panthers come out a little bit sluggish in game 1. I could be totally wrong, but that's just my opinion, Ryan. Not sure if you agree with that, and if you want to give your prediction now or want to mention one other thing before we give our predictions.
I think I'm ready for the prediction.
Okay. I won't repeat what we said round 1 for those listening at home and at work. So you can go first, Ryan. We'll listen to yours. I went first in the first round.
So just a heads up, we are, I believe I saw -165 favorites to win the series.
Okay.
So my prediction is there's a couple ways this can go. If Boston plays how they did against Toronto, we probably win in 5. I don't think we sweep the series. Boston, you know, is too good to do that. And Swayman and Nat, I don't think we sweep. But if Boston plays how they did against Toronto, we win in 5. If they play the best that they could possibly play, they probably win in 7, or we win in 7. But I'm going to go with Panthers in 6. I think everyone steps up just, you know, enough. I don't think they're as good as we are. We have way more depth than they do, especially in our top 6. I like putting Kachuk with Barkov and Verhaeghe on the top line.
Mm-hmm.
until Bennett's back, whatever, then you could mix it up. Right. But I'm going to go Panthers in six. I just think Bob and Swayman just pretty much cancels it out. They're both, you know, top-tier goalies. You really can't ask for much more than that. I think our defense, you know, shuts down their bottom six easily. I don't think they really have much production. Mm-hmm. Charlie Coyle and Zaka had to have the, you know, seasons of their career, you know, just to look like a scary team. And I don't see them doing that again. So yeah, I got Panthers in six this time, just like, you know, last time I was right in the first round. So I'm going to go keep Panthers in six here.
All right. Yeah. I agree with a lot of your points there, Ryan. I think how crazy how it is a year later, how the tables have turned where the Bruins are on paper the weaker team and the Panthers have built themselves into what seems like for the majority of the NHL media, a powerhouse team where unless they beat themselves, there's no reason any team besides maybe Carolina or New York, whoever wins that round, could maybe even put up a bigger fight than the Boston Bruins. So yeah, I mean, I think I'm with you again. The Panthers with the rest, with the momentum, with the offensive depth that they have, you know, barring any, you know, another big injury besides Bennett early in the series, I think the Panthers, again, should control. I said, you know, I've said a couple times that the Panthers was game one. I'm not too worried, but I think it's going to go the same way that it did in round one, Ryan, where the Panthers control here at home. They'll take one in Boston, and then they'll close it out in five games here in South Florida.
Yeah, five.
Yeah, so I'll have Panthers in five. Again, like you said, Boston can just flip the switch. They had our number in the regular season.
Don't think that matters in the regular season.
No, I don't think it really matters too much now. I mean, I think the mentality for the Panthers is, listen, this is playoffs. This is a, you know, every game matters even more than a regular season game. You know, and even in those games, we were very involved. We were in the games, you know, a couple bounces didn't go our way, especially that last one against them where we thought, okay, that's the end of the division. But I think a whole week's rest, we've been mentally able to just, you know, focus on our game while Boston's been grinding and, you know, hey, you know, okay, we lost game five. It's only 3-2. Oh, we lost game six. Oh, you know, the pressure's on. Now, again, the game seven approach, they're like, they're calling out their best player. The media's up behind them, you know, getting on them. So, you know, a lot of stress has to be within in their minds in the last, you know, 24, 48 hours where the Panthers should really take advantage of it early on. And, you know, I just think our offensive depth is going to be too much for them. You know, when you have Reinhart, Barkov, Verhaeghe, Tkachuk, Tarasenko, so many guys that are going to be coming at you from all directions, and our defense has been really sound as well. I just think the Panthers are going to control this from the start and take him in five, right?
Yeah, I think the players kind of like Verhaeghe and Tarasenko, you know, Reinhart, Bennett, like those are the type of players that really set us apart from the Bruins. You know, obviously they have Marchand and Pasta who, you know, can battle with Barkov and Tkachuk if you want to compare them offensively, whatever. Right. But yeah, we have those type of players that Tampa didn't have and Boston didn't have. And then, you know, if we win this round, the Rangers have some of those players that we have, and so does, you know, even Carolina. So
right.
So yeah, this is the series that we can just dominate offensively, you know, compared to them, and there shouldn't really be an issue. The talent discrepancy is pretty wide.
Yeah, I agree with you for sure. And you know, we're looking forward to this matchup here on Monday evening and then game two on Wednesday. So we'll be keeping you guys up to date on our thoughts and everything that we believe that will happen throughout the series. So make sure to stay tuned all series long for sure. And shout out to you guys for using the code FLA Panthers FC on SeatGeek. Reminder, using that code, you get $20 off your first order on SeatGeek using FLA Panthers FC. Quick shout out, Ryan, before we wrap up. Want to shout out Alexander Barkov, was nominated for the Selke Trophy, the best defensive forward in the NHL, along with Austin Matthews and Jordan Staal. So I think it's going to come down to Barkov. I don't think there's many questions on that end for sure.
I think he wins that one easily.
Yeah, for sure. And he'll be in the running every year as long as he's healthy and playing at least 75 games. He'll always be in that conversation for the rest of his career. So Ryan, I want to thank you again for taking the time here. Not sure if you want to just give a quick prediction on that Carolina Rangers series. I know when we're recording, the first game's already over, but just a quick prediction on that one before we wrap up.
I was kind of shocked that Carolina was favored so much going into the series, just because I almost took the Rangers, just because like the Rangers won the President's Trophy. I mean, they have the better goaltending. They're, you know, forwards are just on those teams match up perfectly. I think they're pretty much the same team other than Shesterkin's better than Freddie Anderson. Right. So I think it's going to be a tight 6 or 7 game series. I know Carolina lost today, but I think they're going to win. They might win both their games at home, and it might be 2-2 going into game 5. So I wouldn't be surprised. So in the end, I'm going to go Rangers. I don't know. I'm going to go Rangers just because the goaltending, which is huge here.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to go. I was Rangers before even that first game result. I thought their numbers offensively, defensively, goaltending were off the charts, and you know, they made quick work of Washington. While we saw some of these, you know, early lapses from Carolina, where they had 2 games that they had to come from behind, you know, pretty big deficits, miracle wins, to not make that series longer. So I felt like the Rangers were fresh, a lot more fresh, and like you said, they have home ice. Like, well, how are you the underdog by that much, being the President's Trophy winner? You know, and nobody was injured. It's not like anyone significant was missing time. So I'm going to go with the Rangers for there. And then, you know, the West, we don't know just yet the matchups for sure. But I'll take Edmonton and Vancouver for that series. And then I don't know. If Dallas wins, I'll take them over Colorado. If Vegas wins, I'll take Colorado over Vegas. I don't
know. Yeah, I got it. We don't know. I got to think about Dallas, Colorado. If Dallas wins, that's going to be a really good one.
Yeah, that'll be a good one for sure. So, yeah. Brian, again, so we'll take the Panthers. You got them in 6. I got them in 5. I think across the board, the Panther fans all across the NHL and the world are very excited for this matchup. Again, the Boston Bruins versus the Florida Panthers in the first round. Ryan, thank you for joining me. I want to thank everyone from the Discord, the X on Twitter, Instagram, anywhere you guys check us out. Shout out to you guys as you guys continue to listen to us all summer long. And as we continue into these playoffs, very excited to talk about our thoughts and share some of the thoughts from you guys in the comments. So, Ryan, have a great rest of your day. I'm sure I'll see you at game 1, and very excited for the series and hopefully get off to a good start against the Boston Bruins.
Go Cats.
Yeah, as you always like to say, let's go Panthers. Vamos Gatos. Let's go Cats. And we'll catch you on the next episode. You have a great rest of your day, and go Panthers.